Hey Guru, this is Susan Hendricks. I was just listening to your podcast. Now I'm going to play the devil's advocate when it comes to Bill Cosby. Wasn't this normal behavior back in the 60s and the 70s? The drug use, people using drugs back in Hollywood. The casting couch. The women were known to use the casting couch to get a job. So that's the question. Do you think that's feasible for these women? They didn't get exactly what they wanted. So now they're going back 40 years later. And another question. There's no difference between. All right, Guru. My other question was, there's no difference between Bill Cosby and Kavanaugh. The only difference is one is black and one is white. And how do you think this will wind up? Will Brett Kavanaugh be appointed to the Supreme Court? Or will he wind up going to jail like Bill Cosby, or will his parents come to the rescue and pay someone to keep him out of trouble? And the look on his face, you knew he was lying. I noticed the red rosacea on his face. He was play acting, trying to get his way out of a sticky situation. That's all. Thanks.
Hey Susan, it's me, your girl, the guru. How you doing? Hey everybody, you're listening to Susan Hendricks, who is fabulous, my warrior sister. You are probably absolutely right. I have a feeling that once first of all, Kavanaugh is not doing a court hearing. This is an interview. They have not put charges against Kavanaugh. It's an interview. This is what they're saying. So I don't know if he's going to get in trouble for what he did, but I am hoping that he does. Because if Bill Cosby can go to jail at 80 some odd years old, then so should he. I don't give a fuck how long it was. Excuse my language, but seriously, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, but not when it comes to different races. It's always been that way, you know? And this is exactly what Martin Luther King, you know, fought for, is equality. So why not equality in scumbagness? You know? He's not going to make it. He's not. The only way this guy is going to go to jail is if those three women decide to press charges. And about the casting couch in the 60s, yes, everybody did it. But if everybody jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you jump off the Brooklyn Bridge? No. Some of the women didn't want to do the casting couch thing. They thought they could get there on talent. Well. Hey, Susan, it's me again. I didn't even want to talk about Bill Cosby. It hurt me. I grew up with all of that. I grew up with the hey, 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 you know, and, you know, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. And I heard all the comedy albums and stuff. And he was America's dad. He brought black people to TV that did not look like, you know, good times. And people couldn't believe that black people actually could have money and live in beautiful brownstones like I did when I was a little girl. They never saw that side. So I was happy he did that, but very unhappy about the casting couch thing. I mean, come on. You got to have a little dingity ding, you know, in order to have to drug somebody to get that. If you Bill Cosby. Now, he's in there not for rape, but for alleged rape. Am I correct about that, Mr. Guru?
No.
No.
Once you get convicted, it's no longer alleged.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is rape. Okay. Even though, you know, some of the women he did not drug.
But they're appealing,
and he'll probably die before they get the answer. Or maybe not. Evil people tend to live a little bit longer than us good folks. A lot longer, says Mr. Guru. And it's very disappointing. I mean, he built this great big story that he was the greatest dad on the planet. But he isn't. He's just another scumbag with a ding-a-ling, if you know what I mean. He thinks with the little head and not the big head. Sorry for the length, but I'm very, very, very serious about that because I've been through rape and seriously unhappy about the whole thing. Now, yes, I myself was in a casting couch position. And you know what I said? You must have a very little penis if you're asking me to do that. Because you're sitting in a very high position. You don't need to drug people. All you have to do is say your name. Why would you need to drug people? You're famous. All you have to do is say, come here. I think some of the girls were upset because they were not paid to do what they did. Or they did not get the part like they were promised. So maybe it's a breach of promise. Now, in conclusion, Susan, let's just put it this way. Some women are very, very messed up individuals, and they will do anything for a dollar. And if they did not get paid, that's when they bring out stuff like this. I think that was the same thing that happened with the Kobe Bryant thing, you know? You remember that back in the day, some lady came out and said, Kobe raped me, when all it was is he just didn't give her the money she wanted because Kobe don't pay for strange. See what I'm saying? Do you understand? Rape is such a touchy subject. It's worse than talking about religion and politics. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got. Hey, warrior, I forgot one thing. Peace! I'm out. See, girl, the guru. Take it easy, Susan. Good subject. Thank you for calling in. Peace, girlfriend. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, your girl, the guru, Lupus Warrior. Very interesting conversation. So, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to call in and chime in on this very wicked story that's going on right here in these 50 states that we call United of America. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not really happy with the whole entire situation. So what am I going to do? I'm going to get out there and I'm going to vote. If I have to crawl, if I have to slide on my ass down the street to the voting polls, I will get there. And I will grab some 18-year-old kids and tell them what to do. I am so tired of ignorance. I can't take the lies anymore. Can you? Do you think that anything that's going on is not telling us that maybe, just maybe, we might be close to the end? How about the presidential warning system? Like I said before, it's just a new thing that says, hey, The orange motherfucker pressed the button. Duck! It's over! Yeah, you can't block it either, so don't try. Many have. So good luck with that. And ladies and gentlemen, you have a great week. And I'll be back, I promise. Peace!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.